From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Colton and Faith Saley.
Thank you very much, Art. Thanks, everybody. Faith, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm completely honored to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you as well. Faith is sitting in for Ophira this week while Ophira is on vacation.
I want to say that your beard sounds bigger on the radio. That is not a criticism.
No, I wouldn't take it as one. I take that as a compliment. It's everybody likes a man who sounds like he has a big beard. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
10 lucky contestants are here to play our nerdy games, but only one will win our Ask Me Another prize, provided by our VIP guest. You know him from such critically acclaimed comedies as Arrested Development, Mr. Show, and most recently, the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret. Our very important puzzler is David Cross.
Our first game is called Hey, Mr. Cow. And here to play it are Abby Loomis and Drew Buxbaum. Hello. Yeah. All right, Abby and Drew, if you could keep one pet that wasn't a standard pet, so go totally unconventional, what would it be? Drew?
Well, if I was going for cute, it would be an Ewok.
Oh.
But if I was going for like ferocious guard type pet and companion, I would go with a Wookiee.
Okay, now, Drew,
I'm turning to you on the sci-fi stuff.
I just have to tell you, both of those creatures have their own languages and their own cultures.
Yes, I know.
And their own families, and I don't think it's cool to keep them as pets. That's just my
agreed,
thing.
Agreed.
Abby, what unconventional pet would you have?
So I have a perfect little dog named Louise, and she doesn't bark ever. Except for once when she saw this Galapagos tortoise. So I feel like that could be very entertaining to have, to see kind of what she's like when provoked.
Did you take Louise to the Galapagos?
No, this was in a backyard in Florida.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you have a pet?
I have a rat.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, for real, I have a rat.
On purpose?
Yeah.
You live in New York, you have to ask.
Well, there are rats that live in our house that we try to kill with poison, and then there's the rat that we keep in a cage and pet. It's a little confusing, I admit.
In this quiz, we'll address you by an animal name, and the answer will be a horrible slash awesome pun that includes the noise that animal makes, okay? So, for example, if we said, "Hey, Mr. Cow, what was the 2002 Broadway musical directed by Twyla Tharp featuring choreography to a bunch of Billy Joel songs?" The answer, of course, would be moving out.
So ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. You ready?
Hope so.
Here we go.
Hey, Mr. B, what's that popular social media and news website with sections titled OMG, Cute, and Fail? That would be Drew.
BuzzFeed.
Wow. Yes, that's exactly right. And you really committed to the bee sound. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Dog. What do you call the fibrous parts of vegetables that you eat to help your digestion? Abby.
Roughage.
Roughage, yes.
Nice. Hey, Mr. Horse. According to the last line of a famous poem by Robert Frost, what do good fences make? Abby.
Good neighbors?
Yeah.
Neighbors.
Even better.
The same answer, but a better one in some ways, yes. Hey, Mr. Cobra. Ancient Aliens, American Pickers, and Pawn Stars are among the series broadcast on what cable TV network? Drew.
History.
Exactly. The History Channel.
Hey, Mr. Owl, if you were flying along the southern edge of Lake Mead, you'd easily spot what giant concrete structure spanning the Colorado River? Oh, Drew.
I would guess the Hoover Dam.
Yes, and you would guess correctly. Whew. Yes.
Thank God.
Give us an extra whoo on the end.
I really like the idea that there are all these animals who are experts in various topics, like what cable networks.
You just have to ask them. We don't think of asking the animals.
If we could talk to the animals.
What does an Ewok sound like? Hey, Mr. Ewok, what does an Ewok sound like, you guys?
Yub yub.
Yub yub?
All right, that's a cliche and a stereotype, but I understand. Hey, Mr. Cat, what song about the virtues of baseball asks you to buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack? Drew.
Take me out to the ball game.
That's right.
All right, this is your last clue. Hey, Mr. Platypus. Just kidding.
Oh, God, I was like, what do they say?
Hey, Mr. Sheep. What's that 2007 high school buddy film starring Jonah Hill and Michael Cera? Abby.
Super Bad.
Nice.
That was super good.
It was. All right, puzzle guru Art Chung, please tell us how our contestants fared.
Hey, Mr. Cow, Drew is moving on to the final round at the end of the show. Hey, Mr. Chung.